You're listening to Vectis Radio on FM 104.6. I've got a special guest in the studio. It's probably the closest thing we're going to get to royalty to actually come into the studio. We've got the Lord Lieutenant, Susie Sheldon. Hello.
How are you? Very well indeed. Nice to be here.
I was just thinking, the last time you were here, you were handing out awards, and it was 5 years ago.
That's right. The Queen's Award for Voluntary Service won at the MVE for Voluntary Organisations, an astonishing achievement. The Vectis Radio won it. It was great. And I'm thinking it was just sort of in the midst of COVID, in a sort of moment when we were all freed up to come and talk to each other again. But it was an amazing award.
I just said, crikey, 5 years. Where did that go?
Terrifying. Absolutely terrifying.
I mean, it is probably ranks as, and I've said this, that there's two things that we have won. One of them was the Arias, which was the biggest thing a community radio station in the country can win. And the other one, which sits very nicely at the top, is the Queen's Award. Incredible. People still talk about it, even 5 years on, which is lovely. And we've got our award out there in the green room, all lit up. Lovely. Tell me, I've got a rough idea, but what does the Lord Lieutenant do? What's the role?
Well, I'm the now King, of course, the King's representative on the Isle of Wight. Every county has a Lord Lieutenant who is the King's representative. I give out awards on his behalf. I am meant to be his ears and eyes on the ground of what's going on the Isle of Wight. I do lots of supporting charities. I'm involved in, as I say, the King's Award for Voluntary Service, the King's Award for Enterprise, which is the business equivalent, to giving out honours and organising royal visits if we have any. So if any royal come to the Isle of Wight, that's my responsibility to make sure that runs smoothly. And I do my best to represent the King.
And we're very lucky here on the Isle of Wight because we have got reasons in a way for people to come from the royal family to the Isle of Wight. And I'm guessing it always gives us a bit of a boost, doesn't it?
It does. And we have, I mean, the Princess Royal, Princess Anne, visits very regularly. And the Duke and Duchess of Edinburgh are regular visitors. And actually, the Duchess of Gloucester has been a great support of ours in recent years. We haven't had the King or the Prince and Princess of Wales for a while, but hopefully we can find something that they might visit the island to see. We're always working on it, and they're keen to get out and about when they can. So who knows? Watch this space.
I've got a really random question for you.
Oh dear.
You sound like you're very, very busy, because that sounds like a really hectic schedule and so on. So what do you do in your spare time? What do you do to relax?
Well, I do also run a business. We run Holiday Lets and have a farm. And so that keeps me quite busy in my spare time. I'm very keen on sport and music. If I play tennis, I ride, I run every day. A great way of clearing my mind, I find, in the morning. And music. My husband is a pianist and a guitar player, and there's always music in our house. So if I have a chance ever to relax, it's probably sport or music.
Riding, that's horses, I'm guessing.
That's horses. Now it's very little ponies for my grandchildren. So if you see a rather large woman on a rather small pony, it's probably me exercising my grandchild's pony.
Now look, one of the reasons why you're here, obviously it's lovely to catch up and it's lovely to see you, is that there's an event that you're very much a part of supporting that's happening on the 12th of December.
That's right. It's one of the Princess of Wales's Royal Foundation Carol Concerts. The Princess of Wales holds a carol service every year in Westminster Abbey. And through her Royal Foundation, she selects 15 places throughout the country each year to hold a similar carol service supported by her. And this year, the Isle of Wight has been selected as one of those 15 services. So on the 12th, we are holding a service in the Minster. And of course, being broadcast live by Vectis Radio, which the Royal Foundation are very excited about. I don't think any of the other 15 services are managing to have their service broadcast live. So that's what's so special about being on the Isle of Wight.
Wow, that's a shame. Maybe we could help them out.
Yes, that's right. Go international.
Oh, that's brilliant. So yeah. So one of 15, yeah. And yes, we're broadcasting live. I think this is marvellous. I think was 400 people mentioned?
We hope that we can get 400 people into the Minster. Anyone who wants to attend, it would be good if you were to contact the Lieutenancy office, because we will try and fit in anyone we can. We have invited representatives of lots of charities, particularly charities involved with young people, and also the emergency services. So representatives of all sorts of organisations on the Isle of Wight have been invited. It will be streamed live outside the church as well, and the Medina Marching Band are going to be playing carols outside the Minster before and after. So if you can't actually come to the service but would like to turn up, or of course you can sit in comfort at home with a glass of wine in your hand and listen to Vectis, it's on Vectis Radio.
Well, that sounds like a plan, especially if it's chucking it down with rain.
But well, that's right.
I'm hoping that it's going to be a dry night. I'm hoping there's going to be a lovely atmosphere. I can picture, you know, 400 people inside but a couple of hundred people outside as well. I think that's going to be wonderful. And obviously then if you miss it at all, because it's on the 12th of December,
that's
and
right.
It's between 6 and 7?
Yes, basically from 5:45, because the hospice choir will be entertaining us for a quarter of an hour before the service, so starting from 5:45, and then the service from 6 till 7. And as I say, we will have the Medina Marching Band playing in St Thomas's Square. So hopefully it'll be a great Christmas event with lots of... And the theme given to us by the Princess of Wales is love. That's a broad theme, but that's, you know, great.
I think there's not enough of it.
That's right.
And obviously at Christmas time, it's time that we, you know, forget our foes and our arguments and so on, and maybe just give each other a hug, because, boy, after this year...
We need a bit of love and happiness.
Definitely. And let's hope that it stretches into 2026.
Well, that's right.
I hope the event is fabulous. I'm sure it's going to be. Just again, if you're wanting to go, can you just turn up, or do you need to really sort of book?
Of course you can turn up. It's a church service. It's just that it may be very full, and it would be helpful if you wanted to turn up, if you could contact the Lieutenancy office through the Isle of Wight Lord Lieutenant's website, just to check how much space there will be, because it will be very full.
Fantastic. I wish you all the best with that, and hopefully we'll see you not too long in the future.
Well, and thank you for your support and making us the only carol service in the country that's being broadcast live.
Absolute pleasure. And I'm glad you said that, because that fills me full of pride, even more pride.
Well, it's brilliant.
Thank you very much.
Great. It's wonderful. And we'll look forward to seeing you on the 12th.